Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 44 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and it may come as a relief to some listeners to know that today we're not going to do a rundown of all the different skills on the page, because I think that there's one that really epitomizes just how inept this skill system is, and that skill is swimming. I quote, "The rudimentary skill of keeping afloat, dives, life-saving, and swimming techniques. You've got a 50% plus 8% per level of experience chance to swim successfully. It's a skill you don't start out at great, but you do get better at swimming very quickly as you advance in experience. The percentile number indicates the overall quality of form as skill of execution," said the author in a flurry of seemingly random prepositions. "You get a special bonus of plus one to parry and dodge while in the water, which means that if you're a trained swimmer and you're going to be dodging bullets, you want to try to be wading, if at all possible, while you do so, because being hip deep in water actually helps. However, you're not going to be in that gunfight long if you're a really good swimmer, and I'll tell you why. If you take swimming advanced, then you gain competitive swimming techniques, snorkeling, life-saving techniques, again, even though the previous skill already gave you that, and scuba. Scuba is important, not so much so that you can actually use breathing apparatus, but because the scuba skill gives you the ability to swim a distance equal to 10 times your physical strength in yards/meters per melee, even though, as they just indicated, swimming speed depends on strength, not speed, so that it doesn't actually do anything. But anyway, forget all that. You don't need that extra speed, because 10 times your strength in yards/meters per melee for a person with average strength works out to 25 miles an hour. A very strong person, like strength 24, somebody who either rolled really well or took some of these physical skills we've been on about, could definitely get up to 40 miles an hour. In fact, the lowest physical strength you can have in the game, barring some kind of catastrophic injury, is physical strength of 3. Even with that strength, you can swim faster than the real-life world record for swim speed for the 400 meter. Now, I know exactly what happened here. They tried to set swim speed at about half of running speed. They forgot that they measured running speed in minutes, not melees, which are only like 15 seconds long. And they ended up accidentally setting their speed ridiculously high. So this is just a straight up accident. It reminds me a little of there used to be a thing called Murphy's Rules. You can still look them up and find them. Some of them are a lot of fun, where it's just like weird things that result from the rules of role-playing games. But some of them are not really playing fair, because it's like you're extrapolating from the rules of a game into the physics of the world, of the fictional world, and that's not really what the rules are meant for, right? This is not that. This is very concrete. This is, if you're in a scuba suit and you're doing spy stuff in your scuba suit, which is a very James Bond thing to do, it's the sort of thing that's going to happen eventually in your Ninjas and Super Spies campaign, right? Like, in what world are you going to play a James Bond-style spy campaign and not, at some point, get in some scuba gear and go have a harpoon gunfight? It'll happen every time. It's like the Elven Village in a fantasy game. This is a very concrete tactical rule for how fast you can swim. And this simple mistake has been reprinted over the course of decades in over 5 game lines and not been corrected, which really reveals how Palladium role-playing games work. That's why I picked this as the dumbest thing on this page today, because, you know, Ninjas and Super Spies, much like the Bible, is a book that, to live with it, you kind of have to give up on just straight up doing what it says. Surprise theological hot take in the middle of my role-playing game podcast. And that's why this has never been fixed. It's because anyone who plays Ninjas and Super Spies long enough to get to a scene where they're having a scuba harpoon fight knows that you can't just open the book and use the rules. If you tried to do that, you would quit. So probably anyone who cares enough about Ninjas and Super Spies to ever notice that this rule is wrong knows better than to try to use the rules in the book. And that's probably why it's never been addressed. So I don't know if it's stupider that a scuba diver can swim 40 miles an hour, or that this is due to a simple wording error that Palladium did not bother to notice or fix after 11 years in print. But one way or another, swimming is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we begin to see the light at the end of the skill list tunnel on page 45 of Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.